Why don't we play the excerpt from the Heaven Radio Network now, and maybe we'll get Doug Melvin here in a little bit.
Good call.
All right, this is what Gordo and Giorgio were arguing about moments ago. This is a bit that actually was born from that wreckage of an argument, and it turned out to be really great. It's the Heaven Radio Network with George as Harry Carey and Gordo as the new member to the booth, and you'll see who that is here as we take a listen.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll... Okay. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Continental Arena as we go to the third period here on the Heaven Radio Network. I'm Harry Carey for the Cal as the Stars are tied with the Devils 1-1. And we'd like to welcome back in a guy who's doing, or should I say a gee, doing his first game as a dead guy, Rocket Richard. Hello, Rocket.
I got to say, I do not want to do this with you.
Well, you know, this is my first hockey game. But if God wants to hear a hockey game, who am I to question him, you know?
Well, I wish I was not working for the Heaven Radio Network.
Well, it beats being on the other end of the dial. The Hell Radio Network.
Who's doing the work for them these days?
You know, I don't know. I just feel fortunate that I'm not working for him. I thought that's where I was headed, on the highway to hell.
I heard there was Mel Allen and Will Chamberlain.
No, they're up with us. They're overdoing the Yankees game tonight. All right, Brissette for the faceoff of the third.
J'attends.
That means wheels are off in French as the Devils win the face-off. Here comes Lettman, and he knocks it down in the Devil's zone. That's a foul ball. Here's a slap shot behind the plate, and it's one and one. That's the score anyway.
I thought that was the count.
Here's a 2-1 by Modano over the hull, and he still has control of it. You know, there's a lot of skating around, but not a whole hell of a lot gets done, right?
That is right, Ty.
That's what hockey's all about, I guess.
Jettelo
indeed. There's a spot behind Brodeur, and here they come back.
He's got trailed off there,
didn't he? Trailed off.
That's a good bit, and to the P1, just picture George and Gordo doing that bit in the middle of the press box at the arena last night, drawing all sorts of weird looks.
Yeah, that guy from ABC who shoved me the other night, I just love that.
He didn't shove you.
Yes, he did.
He gently guided you away from his seat.
No, he shoved
and
me.
And then you called him the A-bomb.
He shoved me in the small of my back.
No, you called him an A-bomb. You get so violent when you get
I called him that to you, describing
no, you
his
did
personality.
It to him. You were speaking to him. You said, all you have to do is just say it's your seat. You don't have to shove me, blank, blank.
I said it to you because I said I'm going back to my seat because this guy's a blank.
But you said it in second person to him.
At that point, he had turned around and was totally ignoring me.
All right, I'll tell you what. Settle this during the break. Coming up next, we'll talk a little Ranger baseball with GM Doug Melvin.
Take it. Meet